Shabbos. So we know that that in this week's parsha we have the great s'chus to read Parshas Miketz. And in Parshas Miketz, so the parsha begins with Paro retelling his dreams to Yosef. And again, Paro, of course, exceptionally disturbed by these dramatic dreams of cows swallowing cows and sheaves following sheaves, swallowing sheaves, tells it to Yosef. And Yosef, again, interprets them successfully, ultimately paving the way for his incredible ascent to greatness and to leadership in Egypt. So the Torah says something amazing. The Torah says, I couldn't print it for some reason. So the Torah says the following. This is in Perek Mem Aleph Pasek Dalet. Vatochalno haparos raos hamare vadakos habasar, eis sheva paparos yifos hamare vabrios, vaikats paro. So we'll say, so what happens? So the Pasek says that the healthy looking cows went ahead and swallowed up the skinny cows, thank you. The skinny cows went ahead and swallowed up the healthy looking cows. So towards Vaikas Paro, Paro was startled and he woke up. What does the next pasuk say? Vayishan Vayachalom Shenis. He went back to sleep and he has a second dream. And in the second dream, what does he see? Right? Healthy sheaves, skinnier sheaves, and he sees again the sickly, skinnier looking sheaves swallowing up the healthier sheaves. So Rav Aaron of Karlin makes an amazing observation. He says, you know, Eitzel Yaakov Ne'emar, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso Vayomar. So this Lashon of Vayikatz, Rabbi, I'll say, you've seen before. We saw this by Yaakov Avinu's dream. Right? Yaakov Avinu also has a dream as he's running away from his family home, and he has a dream in Beit El, and in the dream in Beit El, he sees the Sula Mutzav Artsa, he sees the ladder, the Ribbono Shel Olam speaks to him, and the Pasuk says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso Vayomar, Manora HaMakom Azeh. Yaakov Avinu wakes up with a start, and he says, see how great this place is. There's incredible Kiddusha here. So Rav Aaron of Karlin makes an amazing statement. He says, "Zu derech hasidim va'anshei ma'isa, kishem esorim mishnasa miyad vayomar." When they're startled by something in their sleep, they wake up, they say something, they do something. Birchas haTorah, birchas haShachar, kriyashma, tfila, v'talmud Torah. I'll explain this just a moment. It's a paro, vayikatz, vayishan shenis. But by paro, Bosa, the Torah says something amazing. Paro has his odorous. Paro has an awakening. Paro realizes something dramatic is occurring, and what does he do? He rolls back over and goes back to sleep. His hape chatzido, he turns on his side, vehimshich bishnaso, and ultimately goes back to sleep. And I will say, Rav Aaron of Karlin says something so beautiful. He says, we all have moments of his odorous. We all have moments of dramatic awakening in life. We have moments of incredible clarity. We have moments when I realize that, you know what? I have a secret mission. I have to accomplish things. I have to do things. I have to become someone great. I have dreams. I have goals. I have aspirations. And we have that incredible moment of awakening. And then what happens? And then I was about to say, we know what happens. Sometimes, again, I just shut off the alarm. I hit the snooze button and I roll back over. And I will say, know what happens when you roll back over? You know what happens when you go back to sleep? You don't end up accomplishing the things you want to in life. You may be a bit more rested in the short term. You may feel a little bit better for that particular day. But at the end of the day, people who roll over and go back to sleep, people who roll over and snooze just a bit more, I'm not talking about in a literal sense in the word, I mean in life, a person who goes ahead and doesn't capitalize on those moments of his odorous, then what am I saying? They lose out on such dramatic and dynamic life activities. You know what the difference between a Paro and the Yaakov, right? It's an interesting Shaila. What is the difference between a Paro and the Yaakov? The difference is that when a Yaakov Avinu has a moment of inspiration, he capitalizes on it, right? He builds on it. He does something with it. A Paro just goes back to sleep. And I will say, I think this idea is dramatic, but it's especially dramatic, especially during these days of Hanukkah. Because what is Hanukkah all about? What is Hanukkah all about? Hanukkah is all... Hanukkah, you know, the Piagetzna has this idea In his the Piagetzna has a Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim, and in the introduction he has a section that's titled Siach im Ahorim Umalandei HaTinokos. This is a conversation with parents and conversation with teachers, and then he speaks about the idea of Chinuch, and he mentions the idea of Chanukah. Chanukah, the Piagetzna says, Chanukah, the lashon of Chanukah means actualizing potential. Chinuch we think means education. It doesn't mean education. It means allowing a child to go ahead and actualize his or her true potential. Chanukah is about exposing our potential. And I will say, you know what happens night after night? So something dramatic happens. You see, if you light one candle, if you capitalize on your potential, and you ignite one flame. So remember again, it's machlokis b'shamayim b'shalom, which is, are we moseich v'holech or pocheich v'holech? Do we start with eight, go down to one like b'shamayim? Do we go from one, go to eight like b'shalom? So we pass in like b'shalom. What's the yisod? What's the musr in that? The musr in that is, in life, all you need to do is take advantage of those moments of his odorous. Take advantage of those moments of awakening. And if I take advantage of those moments of where I have spiritual clarity and I build them up one after the other slowly but surely, then one day I will have a personally beautiful luminescent menorah burning on all cylinders. But if I don't take advantage of my moments of inspiration, if inspiration comes and I just simply roll back over and go to sleep, then a person winds up as a paro. I don't mean, by the way, not as a paro, as a rasha. But the interesting part is, you know, we'll say, what was paro's downfall? What was paro's real downfall? Paro's real downfall was that he was a bal gaiva. Paro's real downfall was that he thought that he was great as he was. He thought he didn't need to grow. He thought he didn't need to yield. He made himself into a god. He already said, you know what happens when you make yourself into a god? Once you become a god, pretty much, there's nowhere else to go. Right? Meaning, once you've reached god status, kind of, you've hit that glass ceiling in life. What are you supposed to do after you become a god? So, when you make yourself a god, by definition, what you do is you take away any motivation for self-improvement, any motivation, ultimately, again, to become something bigger and better. When you go ahead and you have moments of inspiration and you just roll over and go back to sleep, you plateau in life, you flatline in life, and you don't get anywhere. But say the goal is to be like a Yaakov Avinu. We all have those moments of inspiration. But say, I guarantee you, each and every one of us, as we stood by the menorah, and you know, the great part is, Baruch Hashem, we've only had 3 nights of Chanukah. Baruch Hashem, there's still more, there's plenty, plenty more to come. And every night as we stand before the menorah, it's a moment of inspiration. And I will say, if it's not inspirational yet, you need to make it inspirational. You know, the goal is not to light your menorah and then go back to do whatever you want. The goal is, sing a little bit before you light your menorah, sing a little bit after you light your menorah. Same as Moshe Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, Yoshev V'Seisr Elyon. There are beautiful L'Shem Yichuds to go in and say before Lakas Menorah. Speak with your wife, speak with your children. Stare into the candles. These are moments of his odorous. This is Chanukah. The koach that exists in this world, I will say, is beyond comprehension. You know, the Sfas Emes, with this I'll end. You know, the Sfas Emes says, my Chanukah. Gemara says, my Chanukah. He will say, so the Sfas Emes, I mentioned this in one of the Shurim this week. The Sfas Emes mentions, he says that if you look at the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that discusses Chanukah, the order is a little bit strange. Because the Gemara speaks at all of the halachas of Chanukah, and then says, my Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Then it goes into the story. And the Sfas Emes says, the order is very strange. It should say what? It should say, my Chanukah first, talk about the story, and then go through the halachas. But the Sfas Emes says something amazing. He says that what Chazal are saying is something much more profound. Chazal are saying, they're giving you all of the details of Chanukah, and I know the halachas, and I know the story, and I'm still left with one simple question, which is, my Chanukah. What is the profundity of theirs these days? Wherein lies the greatness of Chanukah? Because you see, my friends, as strange as it sounds, the Kedusha that exists in this world during these days is beyond comprehension, is beyond explanation. Even Chazal are rendered speechless. My Chanukah. I will say, these are days of his odorous. These are days of awakening. These are days where profound cathartic change is possible. I don't care how cynical you are, or how jaded you are, or how much you think you know. And you know, clinical tests have shown the more you think you know, the more truly ignorant you are. I will say these are days of his odorous. These are days of awakening. These are days when we could make and remake and rededicate ourselves. If you could take a Beis HaMikdash, which was defiled in every single way imaginable by the Greeks, and you could rededicate that, and you could make that space holy again, imagine what we could do with ourselves. Imagine what we could do with our neshamas. Imagine what we could do with our lives. But it only requires of us one thing. Don't fall back asleep. This odorous is here. But if you turn over, then you're a paro. Excuse me. If you turn over, right? If you turn over, then you're not going to become anything in life. Then you're going to plateau, you're going to flatline, and you're just going to coast. You're just going to coast in the same mediocrity in which so many of us live our lives. But if during these days, we take this odorous of Hanukkah, and we do something with it, vayikatz, I wake up. I say, Manura HaMakom Azeh. Look how great this is. Look how incredible the Makom, this space, the Kedusha of this time is. The Rambam said, there is no telling what we can do. There is no telling what we could become. There is no telling what we could accomplish. We should be Zoche and Yerza Hashem. That as we stand before the Neros, and we have that moment of Vayikatz, of awakening, to the light we could bring in ourselves, to the light we could bring into our world, to the light we could bring into our lives. We should be Zoche, ultimately, again, to make the decision, not just to wake up, but we should be Zoche and Yerza Hashem to make the more important decision, to stay awake. In Shabbos. Oh, Manora.